Jenny Mack with your daily comedy news. Some random topics. Conan O'Brien tweets, "It's a slippery slope from woke M&Ms to same Skittle marriage." He added, "Imagine my anger when I found 2,000 of my old monologues on the Calm app." Did you see that rally over the weekend? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. argued that Anne Frank was better off hiding in an attic during the Holocaust than being alive today. Late Night reacted to that. Trevor Noah said, "Yeah, the man is right. Who could argue? No one ever talks about how good Anne Frank had it. Free room and board all the time in the world of right. Pretty sweet deal if you ask me." I will say, though, crazy is relative, because RFK may be saying wild stuff about the Holocaust, but half the people he's talking to don't even believe the Holocaust happened. They're just standing there like, "Anne Frank? Didn't realize this guy was such a liberal." Jimmy Kimmel tagged in, "Robert obviously never finished the book." And then he segued, "It must have been so disappointing. Some of these whack jobs, they've been expecting to see JFK Jr. come back to life. Instead, they got RFK Jr. It's like going to see the Jackson 5 and only Tito shows up." Late Night also talked about the great slate of NFL games over the weekend. Jimmy Fallon said, "Some people are calling it the greatest playoff weekend of all time." Well, everyone from Buffalo, Green Bay, Tennessee, and Tampa Bay are like, "Eh, not so much." Tom Brady and the defending champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers were knocked out of the playoffs. Brady's not used to losing. He normally commutes home via parade. It was a weekend of upsets on Saturday. Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers hosted the 49ers and lost in Green Bay. In other words, Aaron Rodgers failed his at-home test. That's a new spin. I hadn't seen that one. Kimmel, "It's crazy to see Tom Brady. It's like the coyote finally caught the roadrunner and ate him right there on TV." Aaron Rodgers, you may recall, was caught in a series of lies about his vaccination status earlier in the season. Before the game, he lashed out at President Biden, said, "We have a fake White House," and a bunch of other stuff befitting a man who's been hit in the head a bunch of times. And Trevor Noah for the win. "Great to hear somebody say he caught it and it not be about Omicron." Neil Young wants Spotify to remove his music in response to Joe Rogan. Neil Young fired off an open letter. He demanded his classic collection of songs be pulled from Spotify. He singled out Joe Rogan, saying, "I am doing this because Spotify is spreading fake information about vaccines, potentially causing death to those who believe the disinformation being spread by them. Please act on this immediately today and keep me informed of the time schedule." They can have Joe Rogan or Neil Young, not both. We'll see how that shakes out. The Daily Show Twitter account said Neil Young's going to regret it when his monthly Spotify checks for $1.37 stop rolling in. Laura Ingraham was watching Saturday Night Live, apparently, or at least clips. She didn't enjoy Kate McKinnon's impression. So on Monday night, Laura Ingraham broke out her own impression of Kate McKinnon doing Laura Ingraham. Critics were not kind to Laura Ingraham, telling her to stick to propaganda. One person said, "This is more like Paul Gosar doing Kate McKinnon doing Laura Ingraham." Ingraham said, "I like Kate McKinnon doing me because she's kind of fun." She noted the low-hanging fruit provided by Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi in McKinnon's routine. Ingraham has offered to go on SNL and impersonate Nancy Pelosi for free. So we'll keep an eye on this next one. I saw a video from Jim Brewer. I haven't found a good recap of it, but I watched the video. Jim is telling a story. "So I took my daughter to Las Vegas, right? And I had this thing of Lady Gaga." So he starts talking about some sort of thing he saw of Lady Gaga. He shared pictures of it. And he goes on to describe something along the lines of, "Look at these boots. They're made out of human skin." Now, I don't know if they're made out of human skin. Perhaps they are. But Jim Brewer was bringing this up. And then he started to explain how Lady Gaga's dress from a certain light looks like a meat dress. Jim goes on to share, "Something, something, devil worshippers in control of the entertainment industry, something, something." I'm sure if you Google Jim Brewer, it will come up. We'll see if there's more to that later in the week. Longtime listeners know I love Adam Sandler movies. Well, great news. Netflix is making a sequel to Murder Mystery. This one will film in Paris and the Caribbean. The AV Club speculates Adam Sandler likes going on vacation. Sure, he'll film a movie and let Netflix pay for his vacation. I believe in that conspiracy theory. Right, Jim Brewer impression? You think Adam Sandler is going to the Caribbean to film a movie? Who do you think's behind that? The devil. I'm sure the Adam Sandler movie will be wonderful, as all his films are. The Rock says he's in a new movie with Chris Evans. Now, right there, don't you want to see it? Like, you tell me Adam Sandler movie, and I'm like, don't want to see it. You tell me Chris Rock? I'm leaving that in. No, Chris Rock's not in this movie. Chris Evans and The Rock, two different people. But if you combine them, they would be Chris Rock, wouldn't they? Yeah. Chris Evans and The Rock are making a movie without Chris Rock. It's a holiday action comedy from Amazon Studios. The description, Red One, which is the title of the film, is a globe-trotting, four-quadrant action-adventure comedy. I'll come back to that. Imagining a whole new universe to explore within the holiday genre. That's all we know so far. The AV Club speculates, will we see The Rock playing an ultra-buff Santa Claus? It is called Red One. Or maybe it's called Red One, like Air Force One? I'm worried about four-quadrant action-adventure comedy. In film, a four-quadrant movie is one which appeals to all four major demographic quadrants of the movie-going audience. They are males under 25, females under 25, males over 25, females over 25. So we're trying to make a movie for everybody. Wikipedia shares two examples of four-quadrant movies. They are Titanic and Meet the Parents. What? Anyway, Four Quadrant has me a little worried. If you like what I do here, you can support the show. Go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. It's Wednesday. Normally I go to trivia, but I'm hiding out. I don't want the Omicron. Love hanging out with my buddy Glenn, answering some trivia questions, hanging out at the brewery. Not doing it, but I promise Glenn I would go back to the brewery next week. So here's what you can do to support the show. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Throw any amount you want in the tip jar. I suggest $5. Normally, I take your $5. I go to the National Donuts chain and I buy a large iced coffee with caramel and milk. But if you want, I could take your $5 and next Wednesday buy Glenn 5/7 of a beer at the brewery. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can go to podinbox.com/dailycomedynews, and you can leave a voicemail there. I'll collect your voicemail, and I'll probably use it on the show. Let's just say something crazy. Like, if you go into, like, a rant, something about Lady Gaga and skin boots and the Illuminati, then I'm not going to play your message. So don't do that. But if you want to, like, say something about Bob Saget, sure, happy to play your message. podinbox.com/dailycomedynews. I saw a fun thread on Twitter. It's from Colin Quinn. Now, it's hard to find Colin Quinn on Twitter. The Colin Quinn you're looking for, probably, if you're listening to a comedy podcast, is at I Am Colin Quinn. Colin Quinn tweets, hate to do this, but Todd Barry doesn't write his own jokes. Josh Gondelman tagged in, huge if true. Todd Barry tagged in, it ain't true, Josh. Quit throwing shade. Kendrick Fulton chimed in, said Todd Barry is a poet, meaning he writes dull poetry, not jokes. That's funny. Jason wrote, not since Hannibal took down Cosby has there been anything like this. Sean Steele, rumor has it Todd Barry buys all of his jokes from Carlos Mencia. And that got tagged with, who bought his jokes from Dane Cook? Variety has ordered Survival of the Thickest. What's that? It's an 8-episode scripted comedy starring Michelle Buteau. Michelle will star as Mavis Beaumont, a black plus-size woman navigating life after she finds herself newly single. CBS has renewed a bunch of sitcoms. The Neighborhood. Bob Hart's Abishola will get a 4th season. 4 seasons? That's been on that long already? They already renewed Young Sheldon for 3 more years. On the bubble are Be Positive and United States of Al. Now, you know who watches these things? My mom. If CBS airs it, my mom will stare at it. As I'm recording, she's watching The Price is Right right now. Drew Carey's been hosting that a long time, by the way. Second City announced a bunch of new shows that'll take place at the Up Comedy Club. Sing Out Second City is a brand new show. It celebrates all things musical, featuring the company's finest and funniest melodies throughout the decades, song-centric sketch comedy, original new works, and musical improv. There's also the Second City's Late Night Date Night. Second City says bring your partner, lover, significant other, spouse, friend with benefits, platonic BFF, or even just your hot self. Is it raunchy? Yes. Will there be lots of saucy innuendo? Yes. And don't forget the Second City's Improv Brunch. You know what that is? It's brunch with improv. You could have figured that out without listening to a podcast. And that's your daily comedy news. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.